I got asked a question the other day, and I thought it was super relevant to what we're doing here on this podcast.
And you said, yes, I am wearing a G-banger.
Yeah, how did you know? It's a custom JB one. It's an elephant trunk.
It's a TB. It's just like a T.
Yeah, so I was on the phone the other day with my G-banger on, nothing else, making calls like I normally do, right? You saw the photo the other week with me in the Red Sox, just picture that, but just the G-banger. And someone asked me, oh, do I have to do this foundation thing before I come into the gym?
Oh, on the phone.
Yeah. They're like, do I have to do this foundation? Can't I just come and do a class? And it made me realize that people probably don't know why we do the foundation or what the reason behind it is. Mm-hmm. And there was a time before we did the foundation. So I thought today we could talk a little bit on what the fuck is the foundation, why we do it, and yeah, let people know.
Mate, couldn't imagine a gym or a world of a gym without one.
Without one, yeah.
Yeah, I have the same conversation with people. I had one yesterday with someone on the phone as well. And
because it's not really a standard thing.
No, and actually the person was like really impressed by it.
Yeah.
Well, look, let's get into the answer, I guess.
Yeah.
And maybe I can start with, we said there was a time that we didn't have the foundation program.
Yeah.
And this is going back to Pemberton Street.
Yep.
And, you know, Joey was there doing most of the classes on his own. And, you know, people would come in and they'd go, hey, I want to join your gym. And Joey would be like, yeah, cool. Just, and, you know, our processes were so out. He's like, yeah, just go on the website and put in your details there and then come in and, yeah, just get started. There's a timetable. So we just had people walk in and join classes. And the reason why you wouldn't do that is, well, here's a couple of things. people would, you have no idea where people are at.
Yeah.
You have no idea where they're at in mentally, where their goals are. There's no time for a consult except for the short conversation that you might have with them.
Especially if you're coaching on the fly as well, or that very short conversation you might have with them.
Yeah, that's right. And so you have no idea where they're starting from, where their base level is in terms of movement history, strength, mobility, injuries.
The hell they're here for.
What they're there for.
What is it exactly that drew them to JB's as well, as opposed to another gym?
And then, you know, getting them prepared for classes and the specific kind of shit that we do.
Yeah.
Because it's non-traditional. For a lot of it is non-traditional. So
yeah.
The result of not having people come through a foundation program is you could have people injured, you know, or less effective training, which actually just led to we had people just leave before they really had a chance to understand what we're here for. And, you know, they'd go into the classes and not quite understand everything. So it was harder for them to get into the training.
Harder for them to actually enjoy what they're doing as well. Because they're still trying to figure everything out.
Yep.
For at least the first couple of weeks before they actually are like, oh, I can do the thing now.
Yeah. Yeah. So we just had, you know, we found we weren't serving the person. The person came to us and wanted to lose weight or get more flexible, and by us not having the foundation, they came in and they didn't quite get it, and after a few weeks it was a bit awkward and they were just figuring out and trying to piece together how it all worked
and what classes they should be going to.
Yeah. And then you know, 4 or 5 weeks later they leave, and then the result is that we didn't give that person what they came here for.
You boys left scratching your head for a while like, oh, we've got this great product, why isn't anyone sticking around longer than
definitely,
X.
Yeah. Definitely. Different times. It was like, yeah, what's the deal? I mean, that seems such a long time ago now and so obvious that you would do what we're doing, but here's the reason why you don't do it when you start.
Yeah.
Low barrier to entry.
Yeah.
You don't want to say to someone, sorry, you have to spend 3 hours and pay a premium price to start training at our gym.
Yeah.
And you're too afraid to do it. Because it means it's going to be harder to sell someone into what you're doing.
Yeah.
So you're kind of desperate because you want people to come into the doors, but.
And I guess the other side of that as well is when you're new, you're not 100% sold on yourself too yet, right?
Absolutely.
So there's that confidence aspect too. It's like, oh shit, I'm not 100% sure if this works. Whereas like as we've gone and as we've gotten more refined at what we do, we fucking know this shit works.
Yeah. You know, I couldn't speak more highly of, you know, why you should do the foundation program and how much that works to start your journey. It's how effective that is with for a successful start.
Yeah. So tell me, it's three sessions, right? It's three sessions with usually the two of us.
Yep.
How did it come to be three sessions and why do we have three as opposed to one session or two? Yeah, tell me a little bit about that.
I guess with the type of stuff we do, we're trying to build well-rounded Tarzan and Sheenas.
Oh, yeah.
So we want people strong, mobile, and skillful.
Yeah.
And you can't possibly reduce that down into 1 hour. So, you know, part of it being three sessions, because even though we reduce it down to, you know, kind of digestible chunks, there's still a bit of information to get across. We've tried all different formats, you know, a 3 hour workshop, a 2 hour workshop, a 2 1 hour session thing. Three is the number at the moment that works well for us.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to critique it. Like we change it all the time. I've just changed
it. We've been working on it this week.
Yeah. Like I changed the booklet and how we do it like twice in the last few months.
Yeah.
But yeah, so three because of that. You know, why three separate 1 hour sessions? Two reasons that come to mind is digestible chunks.
Yeah.
So you can go away and absorb the information.
I definitely feel that's a big one.
Mm.
It's if you, and that's why the workshops haven't worked as much in the past as well, where we've done it like, hey, it's a foundation workshop. It's 2 hours. We're going to get through as much of it. There's only so much information you can absorb meaningfully in that time until your brain just checks out a little bit.
Yeah, totally. And then the other one was that came to mind was just availability of people as well.
Yeah.
Like people are less available for 3 hours on one day of the week or 2 hours than they are in and it starts to basically train people for what it's like to train if they are or not. It's like, well, it's a 1 hour thing. Come, do it. Leave.
It's actually awesome.
And spread it out.
The way I've been thinking about it too, right, is we are very strongly attached to the idea that three training sessions a week is a good minimal effective dose, right? That's where majority of people should be sitting is three sessions a week. So if you can't commit to those first three sessions in that week, how are you going to continue to grow and reach these goals that you're telling us are so important? So I've always seen it as like, it's a way for you to see if this is actually doable for you. Can you get to three sessions? Yep. And if you can't, well, look, maybe you've got to figure out a way that you can.
And it, you know, so yeah, so for people who don't train at all, haven't been training for a long time, committing to that first week for three, like you said, can be
it's a bit heavy sometimes. Yeah.
And maybe they're not going to get it straight away, but it's a talking point.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess that's how the three came about.
Yeah.
But yeah, then what's the content of each session?
Yeah. So when we're looking at the content, the three is also how we've split it up for each part. So number one, and I thought we could talk on this one first for a little bit, is what we call our movement screen. So it's basically the more assessment-based one where we're getting an understanding of your goals, where you're currently at, your training maturity, everything that makes you you in a physical and mental aspect.
Absolutely.
It's basically like a much cheaper therapy session where you're moving a little bit. That's how I see it a lot of the time anyway. Yeah, but it's basically, it's a way for us to connect to the person that we've got coming in and get a good understanding of where they should best be directing their energy in the classes, physically in their own lives and for their goals, their specific goals and needs as well. It's also where we probably take the most information that we pass on to the other coaches too. Because there's a lot of little tests that tell us things about that individual, like maybe they're stronger on their right side or they've got weak hip flexors or they have no idea what a scap is, and we're giving them that information and then we can pass that information onto them and then onto the coaches so the coaches are aware what specific cues or what their specific needs are as they come into class too.
Yeah, yeah. So if I can summarize what you said just now, like there's a first part of it, which usually represents about 20 minutes of it.
Yeah,
is the pre-activity questionnaire.
Yeah,
so that's like movement history, and then it's like goals. You know, why are you here, etc.
Yeah.
But then also, and there's a couple of, we call it the Tony Robbins section of it. It's the goals part, but also we want to know what you expect of us.
Yeah. It's setting expectations both sides of the conversation.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a bit of questioning around nutrition and lifestyle. And in that part, we're getting to know them as well as you possibly can. Like the more I've done this over years, just coaching in general, I like to make that, like especially with a one-on-one, like quite an in-depth questionnaire.
Yeah.
Because, there's so much you can derive from knowing, you know, oh, okay, you've got three kids. It's like, yeah, but how old are your kids?
It's my non-negotiable for all PT clients. Even if they train at JB's, I still say, hey, that first session is, we're doing that. And it's pretty much modeled off the one we do here.
Yeah. And then, you know, based on what they answer in that, you know, there's a conversation that ensues around that. And then after that part, we go into the movement screen, and the movement screen is looking at flexibility, like range of motion and strength markers.
Yeah.
And some movement patterns as well.
A little bit of coordination.
And I guess our screen there is looking for, as you mentioned, like imbalances from one side to another, but also like deficiencies. Like we have a bit of a scoring system, which is relative to what we know to be functional range of motion in any joint.
The average of what we've seen before as well.
Yep. So we're looking for red flags there for, you know, if you move in a class, like, well, this is going to be something we need to work on.
Is this going
on
to impact your performance here?
Yeah.
Or is this going to impact your life as well? That's a big one too.
So then after the questionnaire and the movement screen, we have this little prehab discussion, which is we're looking for any couple of things that are kind of most concerning, and you might be doing pretty damn good, but we're going to look for a couple of things that you can improve on.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you a couple of movements, exercises that you can do before or after session, usually at home, that you can do every day.
Yeah.
To benefit from that. It's a prehab.
That are really, really specific to what we've identified in that last piece as well,
yes,
right? Because I think that's the important part about it. We're not just giving you some work to do. These are things that we know are going to benefit you individually from that hour we've just spent together.
But yeah, like the first session, fuck, gyms that don't do that.
Yeah, that's the one that I think even any conventional weightlifting, whatever it is, gym, could take the most from.
Yeah, I reckon, you know. And, yeah, I just couldn't. We see it as the only responsible way to start anyone's journey in the gym here.
Yeah.
Find out where you are now, where you want to go, your history, your injuries, etc. It's a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Right? Second session.
So this is all about body weight. You're our head body weight coach here. So you and me worked pretty recently together to make the newest version of this. We're working on some updates now. But like we said, always evolving. Mm-hmm. Never sitting still on this one. As our body weight system has evolved and changed and become what it is now, so has this part of the screen had to evolve. But what are the key sort of things that we're doing in this session? Because it's not so much anymore, well, we're still assessing how they move, but it's more of, I would say, a way to give them an understanding of some movements.
Yeah, you're spot on. The more we've been doing the foundation program, the more we know that we can't possibly show everyone every movement in the few sessions. It's more about understanding the principles behind movement, bringing their attention to it, and then also like how we train it. So like how to train and how to learn about it. So with the body weight, you know, there's a bit of theory that goes through it, as well as, you know, learning some base movements that you're going to do straight away when you get into class. We have the mastery system inside of body weight. So you're learning, you know, four key movements, which will be in the current cycle straight away. And then you're also learning how to progress in the class and et cetera, and what a typical class could look like. So yeah,
as well as a little bit of lingo around like body weight training, gymnastics, a little bit of anatomy, some basic stuff there.
Yeah.
Just so that when you're in classes, if we're like throwing out words like scaps or elevate, you're not like, what the fuck? What is he talking about?
Yeah, totally.
I actually like this, I think, is the most humbling of sessions. And I know that when I came to the gym, because I did these with T, this was the first session that really sold me on JBs, because I considered myself strong. I came from like a bodybuilding background, could lift some heavy weight, could do all sorts of things. And all of a sudden I'm doing push-ups without my elbows moving, and I'm sweating and I feel like I'm going to shit myself. I'm like dying. T's like,
T's poking you in the butt.
Poking me in the butt, even though I'm trying to drive my shoulders apart. First thing I'm like, okay, sus, but I'll do it. And I'm trying to move my shoulders and they're just not moving. I'm like, what's going on? Why can't I? And then I see some skinny dude around the corner, probably not lifting a lot of weight, and his shoulders are just gliding up and down, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Right, so it is that, I think, a humbling session for some people too, right? Because even if you've got quite a good training maturity when it comes to weightlifting, or not generic but that more standardized side of fitness, you probably don't have that body control or that awareness of what your body is doing. And I know that definitely was a big eye-opener for me.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess, yeah, everyone goes through that at the beginning.
Yep.
You know, and you said it's most humbling, I suppose. And it does set a tone straight away when you get into that session.
Yep.
Or what the gym's about. So say a lot of movement screeny type stuff going on at the beginning and questions, then when you get into this, it's like, no, this is a degree of quality and, you know, attention to detail that we're kind of about right here.
Yep. Yeah, I love that. And that's such a big thing with what we do here. It's quality and attention to detail. It's setting, we talked about expectations in that first session, and now we're showing you how we actually display expectations in this second session.
And I guess it's all, you know, I always like to come back out to the, you know, the fight, lift, move, and trying to build the most well-rounded person.
Yeah.
So, you know, when it comes to body weight training, it can be pretty, like, I find it always harder to coach than lift, because you need a heightened level of self-awareness for it.
Yeah.
Whereas I find, like, with lifting, there's an external task that's there, and you know, it's a very obvious force that's just going down with gravity that you're moving against in one way or another. But with body weight, it's that level of awareness. So it's really cool to even touch on it. And you know, not everyone's going to attach to it deeply straight away.
Yeah.
But like I said, it sets a tone and it starts that building of awareness.
Yeah. It sets that journey for people coming through the gym, and they're getting that understanding of, okay, this is a key aspect of what the boys do here.
Yeah, and I always have in my sessions that part where I say, you know, in the body weight class in particular, we want you to slow down and, you know, master the smaller movements and have that heightened sense of awareness, and we want you to do everything with like a high degree of quality. But if you go to a strength and movement class, and we're doing some conditioning and we're like, do 200 reps, break them up, like that's different. The intention's different there.
Yeah.
We want you to condition and actually do a variation where you can keep moving. And it's just separating, you know, where over here we're doing this and over there we're doing that. And I don't know. I really like that session, as well as I'm biased because I like that
body weight training.
But fuck, I love body training.
Yeah, I find myself, and although Sam might disagree with the statements we just made about the body weight being more detailed than the lift, Sam being our lift coach here, I tend to office bitch. No. That's a callback to the last episode we recorded. Go listen to that one, and you'll understand that Sam's the new OB. Yeah, it does, right. It really gives people that connection to their body, and I find that especially in today's society, although I don't like to say those words, today's society, that's something that a lot of us are missing, right? We're used to hammering away at heavy things or doing that sort of stuff. It's more of the things that people think about when they think about training, but we don't think about that self-awareness aspect too often. So it's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Third session.
Yeah, third sesh.
External loads.
Mm-hmm.
So this one we're looking at everything to do with shifting tin or shifting weight external of your body weight. So barbells, kettlebells, sandbags, pull, push, hinge, squat, all these basic mechanics done under load.
So this one's also getting changed.
Yeah.
What with bringing in OB Sam.
Yeah.
He comes with a wealth of lifting experience. So we're working with him to change how we deliver this one.
Yeah.
And if I may,
because
we kind of, he's got, he starts with a conversation on what is an shifting an external load, which is really great because they're about to use the barbell a great deal in this session.
And for some people for the first time.
Yeah, that's right. But it's really laying down the principles, as we said, on like, you know, physics, you know, base of support, you know, grips and whatnot. So a lot of the stuff that you talk about in that first section is going to be true of any of those other apparatus that you mentioned.
Yeah.
He talks then about breathing and bracing, again, global, universal type of stuff. And then he goes into barbell education, which is etiquette and how to use the fucking gear, how to set it up, etc., and knowing your way around it. Just like in the bodyweight session, we do that with the rings. It's your tools of the trade. It's your ally in getting yourself stronger and better. You got to know that shit and how it works.
Yeah.
So don't be coy. He does that. And then he starts going into what he calls squat therapy.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a conversation around, you know, hinging, squatting, how, why, and
what makes a good squat. What are our clear markers that we're looking for? How do you make it repeatable so you understand when you're doing a good one versus a bad one?
And then looking at that individual squat right there, it's like, you know, width and depth and your mechanics.
Yeah.
And I think in that, it's so great because
I just love it.
It helps the person understand it because, you know, you get a lot of people who, you know, whether you follow, like they might follow fitness shit. It's like, oh, squatting, it's just such a big thing where there's a lot of people that say this and that about it. It's like, well, he just lays it all out there in a way that people can understand as he just adds simple layers to
it. And find their individual needs for that movement
as
well.
Yeah,
yeah. It, when we did, so Sam a couple of weeks ago ran us through the squat therapy ourselves, all the coaches here. And then since then, it's been something I've noticing with a lot of people is all these big guys who are squatting super narrow. And then talking to them and be like, hey, why do you squat this way? Have you tried X? And literally just from having that conversation, seeing like three dudes squats get so much better. Deeper range, like more balance. Weight, more control, good balance. That's a big one for it. Just because no one had ever given them the permission to try and go a bit wider before.
Mm.
They'd just seen other people squat and assumed that that's what their hips were supposed to do.
Yeah, it's a really great part of it. So it's the same for the deadlift that he does in that session.
Yeah.
You know, you go through, you know, pressing movements and et cetera. You're also going to touch on the kettlebells. But yeah, for a lot of people, just lifting can be intimidating. And I think breaking it down in that way really helps just to build confidence before you go into class.
Yeah.
You know, the body weight's kind of, it can be really confusing, but there's not like a barbell or a hard piece of iron that's there. And for a lot of people, I think lifting weights is something they're a bit afraid of.
Yeah, there's a bit of stigmatism around it for them with the like the risk of injury. Whereas when it's done well, the risk of injury is minimal as well.
So between like those last two sessions, there's a couple of other bits to do with how to train that goes with it, which is these ideas of, you know, how our programs work. They're all progressive and how you progress.
How phases work,
how
we program for set amounts of time and when those set amounts of time change and why they change.
Yeah, totally. And it's there just to prepare you. So when you go in, you're not drowning
in information.
In info and the newness of it all.
Yeah.
And because there's other factors when you go to any place, no matter how friendly we might be, you know, you just, there's new people, new faces, new place, and the flow of the class is tricky. And if you don't have any idea of what to expect or how your body might respond because you haven't practiced it before, then, you know, it can be really tricky just starting out in a new place.
And I think you touched briefly just then on another really good reason why we do these three sessions is exactly that. It is a new place. It is new people. It is a new stimulus. And it's a way for you like to be the goldfish in the plastic bag before it gets released into the tank, right? Like you get to get used to the environment.
Nice.
Yeah, I like
warm
that
the waters.
Right, warm those waters. You get to come in. Usually it's done during, we try to do them during class time as well. So you get to see classes in action, the coaches going at it. We're pretty inviting in the way that we'll introduce you to some members and everything as well. And we try to get people to come in at the times that they're going to train. So you really do get to get a feel for the place and acclimate yourself a little bit to what to expect and, yeah, get a bit more involved before you're told, all right, now you're in class.
So if we go back to the guy
yeah.
on the phone who said, can I just – what did he say?
Can I just jump straight into class?
Mm. You know, well, this is my summary of everything we just said.
Quick answer, no.
Yeah, it's no. You're ringing me because I know what I'm doing and yeah. you don't. And with the problems you've just told me, this is literally the best and most efficient way that I'm going to get you to that fucking goal.
Yeah.
Because it just is. It is.
Yeah.
If you don't do that, you're probably not going to get there. So I'm advising you that this is how to fucking do it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you that because we've done it with hundreds and, you know, people. This is what works, but I'm not going to tell him like that. Am I?
I might. might. No, depending on the guy, right? It's if I feel like he can take it, give him a little slap. Yeah, I think that's perfect. It is. It's we start this way because this is the way that we've found has the biggest results for the people that we're trying to get the results, and it gives you the highest quality of training from day one. As opposed to needing 3 weeks, as opposed to 3 sessions, just to start making growth in those classes and understanding what's going on.
Yeah, and I should mention that from the foundation program, we have a coach's summary. And that summary then goes to our coach's weekly meet.
Yeah.
All of our coaches get together and then we discuss the new members in the gym so that they have an idea or they know who people are and what their potential red flags are. Or just where they're coming from and where their background is. So when it comes to getting to know them and building the rapport, because rapport is really important for getting results, they already know some shit about them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So to summarize the sessions, we've got session one. We're doing our movement screen, goal setting. We're getting to know the individual, their needs, basically everything about them physically, mentally. Session two, we're looking at body weight, the basics of the movements there, introducing them to how we coach body weight, some key concepts as well as what's coming in the current cycle when they're jumping
in. So learning some movement patterns.
Yeah.
Yep.
As well as giving them an understanding of how classes run as well.
Mm-hmm.
Systems around like this is how you progress, this is the movements that we're doing, this is what a class looks like, this is what a phase looks like. Then coming into lift, we're looking at shifting external loads, how to do it safely, etiquette of a barbell, and then some base patterning around that.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Then after the foundation, what happens from there?
You start becoming a savage.
That's it. Exactly right. Then you get into the classes, you get into the floor. Something to note here, you're not expected to know everything after those foundations.
Mm.
That is when the real work starts. It's just enough so that when you come into class, you can do that real work. So that's when the real work starts. We get you in, you start the training, you understand what you should be doing, you make some gym friends, you make some gains, you love it, and you keep going.
Yeah, and there's a string of other things that happen in that journey from then on in your first 6, 12 months, et cetera, with how we support you and community events, et cetera. But I guess that's for another episode.
Yeah, so there you have it. Short answer, no, you must do a foundation because you need to. And yeah, that's why we do them. Hope Absolutely. That gave some good information to you all. Catch you next time.
Peace.